Well, as I said, I've got two very smart people who've got a lot of things to say about the week's news, and they're sitting right here across from me at this table. Jennifer Nasur, former chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party and of counsel to Rubin and Rudman. Thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you back. And Susan Tracy, former Democratic state representative and president of the Democratic consulting firm, The Strategy Group. Susan Tracy, it's great to have you again as
Thanks,
well.
Thanks, Magna.
Okay, so first, I just want to actually play a bit of tape here. This is a moment from the press conference, which happened a little earlier this hour from President Trump and the Romanian president. And he was asked by John Carl of ABC News whether or not Trump had asked for a pledge of loyalty from James Comey. And here's how the president responded just in the past hour.
I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that,
I would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, Jim.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
And he went on, and he wouldn't answer the question about the tapes here. But Jennifer, let me start with you. I have to say, I'm a little confused by what the president said in that tape, because he said, I hardly know the man. Who would ask to pledge allegiance under oath? But that, of course, is not what James Comey was alleging the president did.
No, I would like to think that because he is not a politician, the president is not a politician, I think many of these press conferences and the rapid fire questioning that he's not prepared for throws him off, and he forgets what he's trying to relay. And so I think he probably got Jonathan Carl's words minced. One was about the president talking under oath, and the other one was about James Comey professing his loyalty. And so I think he kind of got everything confused. That's the only thing I could think of, because, I mean, you could, because you know when he's reading from a teleprompter, and then you know when he goes off script.
Right.
Right. And
right.
So it's the same thing when he's being asked questions.
Susan Tracy?
I cannot believe that anyone lets the president of the United States. I mean, this is not I remember in the old days, people used to talk about Dapper O'Neill on the city council, and people would say, I threw the Dap a vote because he was one of four and he would shake things up. This is the president of the United States. I heard Paul Ryan say something similar the other day. Well, you know, he's not used to this. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. If you are not prepared and you don't know what you're talking about, you should not go out to a microphone and take questions. There are serious implications to what you say, whether it's in foreign affairs, which we've had disasters from already, or domestic affairs, or his own personal integrity. It is stunning to me day after day.
I mean, I get that. But on the other hand, he is the president of the United States. He has the job of the presidency to do. He had this meeting with the Romanian president. And, you know, it's customary to do these press conferences.
You know,
after.
I think a lot of it, too, is and I don't disagree with you. I agree. I mean, you should, any of us, right? We're prepared. If we're ever going to make a public statement, you're prepared to be making that statement. I think with the president, though, he is such a marketing machine that he just wants his voice to be heard all the time. He always wants to get in the last word. And so, you know, it's kind of like Lindsay Lohan back, you know, 10, 15 years ago, getting out of a limo. Kind of paparazzi was always around, and whether there was any undergarments on or not, it didn't matter. She got her name in the press. And I think that that's kind of the same thing that you see, unfortunately, with the president. He's just happy to be talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying to me. You know, I go back to when you are elected and you lose by 3 million votes, when the majority of the country does not, just hear me out,
okay,
does not hear me out.
Well, because I feel like you're doing that. Well, I mean, he did talk about the election again just today.
But that's not really where I'm going. Okay. I'm saying that a smart leader understands that my job as the leader of this country is to bring it together, is to reach out, is to try to be unifying, is to not divide us more. And what I find so disheartening for our country is that we are becoming more and more and more polarized, that people, when they heard Comey yesterday, if they were with Donald Trump, they heard he's a leaker.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are with James Comey or his position, they say Donald Trump is a liar. And it is unfortunate that we do not have a president who understands the importance of bringing a country together in a divided time. And I'll point to George Bush after 9/11. He did a wonderful job of uniting our country. So I raise the election point to say that it is horrible to watch deeper and deeper divisions. Nobody can hear each other. And I worry about our country. I want to take off my Democratic hat and say I am in fear for my country.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you could almost hear sort of a corollary fear or concern coming from James Comey himself yesterday.
I agree. Yeah.
Because he talked multiple times about this isn't Democratic or Republican in terms of his concerns about Russian interference in the U.S. election. He said it's going to happen again in 2018, 2020. I think I can't remember which one of the senators, but one of the senators said, you know, Vladimir Putin isn't a Republican. So it didn't matter. He was saying it doesn't matter party wise that we as a nation need to be deeply concerned about what Russia is doing, which is why, I mean, Jennifer, let me ask you, I asked the same question of Senator Markey just a couple of minutes ago. That's also why when the Romanian journalist, you know, half an hour ago asked President Donald Trump if he's concerned about Russia and he just ignored that question, I honestly feel like it's a missed opportunity for the president, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think he should have addressed that one head on and said, you know, I mean, he could have said anything, right? He could have said, we're keeping a close eye on the situation. We have eyes on all countries, you know, around the world. And he could have answered that without answering the question in any way. Again, it goes to, I don't think he is good on the stump. I think he sat in a corporate boardroom and he knew the 10 people always sitting around the table. I just can't answer these questions.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but it's not about, you know, he's not good in this setting. He won the election. He was out on the stump every day.
One could say stump, he was brilliant,
correct. Actually. It's so much
in the course
bigger.
Of a campaign.
He could say anything he wanted to say, and that's what his supporters liked.
It's so much bigger than that. It's not about, like, he's not good in this setting or he's... this is our country. It was nice yesterday, honestly, to see an institution of government, the Senate, holding a bipartisan event. It gave you some faith that our institutions are strong enough to be able to get through what I think is a real crisis in our country right now. I just do. And I'd like to see some nonpartisan leadership come together for our country.
Mm. Well, I want to play a little bit of tape of James Comey from his testimony yesterday, because, you know, even though we noted a little earlier that Comey did say that in the times that he spoke with the president at that time, Comey relayed to President Trump that he himself was not under investigation. Comey was also asked by the senators a couple of times yesterday whether or not he believed the president in subsequent actions was trying to obstruct justice. And here's what James Comey said.
I don't think it's for me to say whether the conversation I had with the president was an effort to obstruct. I took it as a very disturbing thing, very concerning. But that's a conclusion I'm sure the special counsel will work towards to try and understand what the intention was there and whether that's an offense.
So I think this is the thing that yesterday, you know, the president James Comey said the president talked about a cloud. That cloud is still there because of what Comey said, that he basically said this is what Bob Mueller's looking at. He's looking at whether or not the president attempted to obstruct justice. I mean, I thought that was huge, Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of interpreted it as this is what Mueller's doing. Let him do his job. I'm not going to make the decision on whether it was an interference or not. I mean, you know, you can look at it and say, okay, an obstruction of justice would be, you know, that someone corruptly influences or impedes or endeavors to impede a process, right? I don't know if that was what was going on or if he just, you know, was interfering and didn't know what he was doing and thought that he could just say, hey, you know, I mean, this guy's leaving anyway. Who cares? Move on from here. But that's what the special investigator is going to do. I mean, I think that a lot of yesterday hinged on what Marco Rubio was saying. And I liked Marco Rubio's, you know, the way he was talking to Comey and the questions he was asking. And, you know, back to what Susan said, great to see a bipartisan room, you know, and a hearing going on like this and the way government's supposed to work. But, I mean, Marco Rubio said the only thing that wasn't leaked was that Trump wasn't the one who was being investigated. And so that, I think, goes to the interference or obstruction of justice question.
Yeah. So there's something that you said that I wanted to get to, because also House Speaker Paul Ryan was saying that, you know, a lot of what's going on is because the president is new at this job, right? And then maybe doesn't necessarily know the customary behavior or expect or appropriate behavior of a president. And okay, fine. That may be true. But what I wonder is, why does Donald Trump get this pass? I mean, sure, he didn't have any experience in politics beforehand, but isn't he supposed to have a cadre of people surrounding him who say, don't do this, don't have these kinds of interactions with the FBI chief, only talk to your attorney general? I mean, where are these people who should be stopping Donald Trump from behaving in ways which are inappropriate to the office?
I don't think they get hired. And I think if they get hired and they try to do that, they get fired. I mean, this is a man who was 70 years old. His behaviors are not going to change. He's been, you know, maybe I partly agree with Paul Ryan that he's been a businessman. I don't give a pass to you don't know how to do the job as being a rationale for, you know, repeated bad behavior. I also, you know, I know everyone has said this, but the ability, I think back to Watergate a little bit, but the ability of a president of the United States to communicate through Twitter has been so destructive, not just for him, but for our country. When we have a president of the United States who belittles personally James Comey, when he tweets out horrific things, when he calls news fake, when he calls elections rigged, that is a destruction of our country and our democracy. It is so wrong. And it, I hope, again, I'm going to say, I hope that there is enough strong leadership and compassion and concern for our country. And I think, Meghna, you were right. I think you tried to see it a little bit in James Comey at points yesterday, that we can get to a place where we right our ship. It does scare me for our future.
And I would say, you know, to just go off of what Susan was saying, you have Reince Priebus, who's a great guy. He was the head of the RNC. He was the head of the Wisconsin State GOP. I mean, he knows Washington politics. There are rumors that he's going to be fired. Poor Sean Spicer, right? The guy goes and holds
terrified.
A press
yeah.
conference behind a bush, comes out, gives a press conference, and then
among the bushes.
his boss says he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about, right? I mean, he's done that to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. He keeps doing it to a lot of his staffers. I think it, one, makes people hesitant, good people hesitant, to go and work for him. And two, I think, you know, when you are that person who challenges your boss and your head is always on the chopping block, you probably start to retreat a little bit. So then it goes to, who's going to tell him? Is it going to be Ivanka? Is it going to be Jared? Jared has his own problems to worry about right now. And so you leave it to Ivanka. Is he listening to his 30-something-year-old daughter? Or is he saying, look, you don't know what you're talking about, kid, go home. I mean, and I hope that that's not the case. But I mean, I heard last week he was going to be a legal team that was going to monitor his tweets. That would be fabulous. I would sign up to do that, because I think that that is one of the biggest problems that he has. In 140 characters or less, you cannot convey messages or policy.
Well, James Comey yesterday said it was the president's tweet that got him to send his memos to his friends that then went to the New York Times that ended up in the appointment of a special counsel. I mean, isn't that People's Exhibit A in terms of how
Absolutely.
This stuff yeah. it can blow up in the president's own face on this?
Absolutely.
I mean, we just got a minute to go here. You know, I'm going to quote an NPR reporter who we heard earlier in the hour saying there's maybe no point in asking what we expect happens next, because it's going to happen in the next 24 hours. But I, you know, as we go into the weekend and we're looking into next week, I just want to get quickly from both of you just your sense as to, you know, what you would like to see happen next. I mean, should we get more testimony before the Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee? I mean, or do we just sort of wait and see? Because there's so many investigations going on, and just the American people have to have the faith in the sort of the wheels that are turning already.
Personally, I want the special counsel to you know, obviously to continue to be allowed to do its work. I don't think it's an issue of the amount of time they take. I think it's about getting to the right place. I hope that the congressional committees that meet continue to show the sort of stature that they showed the other day. And honestly, I hope that our country can survive this mess.
A couple seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Comey really kind of ended the conversation as far as the hearing goes right now. There is a special counsel. I'd like to him to just finish his work and move on and just put all this behind us so we can actually do real things like healthcare and infrastructure and tax reform.
The issues on the ground. Exactly. Well, Jennifer Nassour, former chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Susan Tracy, former Democratic State Representative, thank you so much.
Thanks, Meghna.
Have a great weekend, both of you and everyone listening.
You too.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.